The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and with me is Miss Robin Ellis. Good morning, Robin.
Morning. I've got a big echo.
Yeah, me too. There's something going on here. And that's stuff we never know until we actually get into the echo.
It went away when you sat up.
Yeah, I know, but I think Chris did something on his end. Did you, Chris?
Yeah, as soon as you said echo, I looked down at the board and said, oh, that little button's not supposed to be pushed in.
Aha. Well, that happens. That happens.
Cool.
How was your week, buddy?
After I got past a certain age, they just fly by.
Uh-huh.
You're not kidding.
Yes, they do.
I see more miles in the rearview mirror than I see through the windshield.
You're not kidding on that one.
Oh, let's just add to my happiness today.
Well, you're the young one in this whole thing, I think.
Chris and I are about the same age.
No, you're younger than I am, Robin.
Oh, I keep thinking we're the same age.
No. You're, I think, 1 or 2 years younger.
How about that?
I am a youngster then.
Yes,
okay.
You are.
Indeed. I'll go with that.
Yeah, you're just a puppy. So
still wet behind the ears.
I got so much water under this bridge. There's nothing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well. Anyway, it's been a week. Nothing outdoors this week. I've just been in the office doing paperwork for ever, it seems like. But got it pretty much handled, so we'll...
If you hadn't, I would have been... It was bad.
A lot of paperwork. A little bit of a disappointment on Monday, but, you know, bounce back from that. So we just keep moving on one step at a time, right, buddy?
That's right. Just keep moving forward because the alternative is not so good.
Yeah, I know. No, every now and then, though, you got to shelter in place just for a second.
Definitely. Yeah.
And then take that step out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. You definitely can't be moving without thinking. You do have to stop and think every once in a while.
You're right about that. You are right. So, anyway, hey, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we're still giving away one tackle package again this month, the end of this month. And understand it's a 4-pack of hard striper baits or rockfish baits, which is going to be pretty nice. All hand-painted, handcrafted by our friend Tackle Box Tim Sherman. The way you get in the contest is very simple. You simply call the radio station, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You leave your name and number with Chris, and at the end of the month, everybody on the list is assigned a number. Whatever that is, from one to whatever, Robin puts those numbers in her random number generator magic cell phone smartphone, and a computer-generated number comes up matching one of those names, numbers assigned to the name, and you win. It's kind of like the modern version of, you know, what I used to do, write everybody's number on a ticket, put the tickets in the hat, shake the hat up, and pull one out. But it's easier, isn't it, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, plus you're also about 100 miles away compared to being here.
Exactly. Yeah, you remember those days, Chris, when I come in with a roll of tickets?
Yep, I certainly do. And, you know, funny thing is, it wasn't that long ago, because you guys have been doing it from the Eastern Shore, the show from the Eastern Shore for how long now? Year and a half? 2 years?
Yeah, year and a half.
Too long since we've seen you.
That's true. So.
No, every time I get over there, it's, you know, a quick howdy do to my parents in Delaware and then turn around and come back. I have to take some time off and come on down and spend some more time.
I think that's right.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I did try to do that at the end of July, but something unfortunate came up, so that kind of got delayed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Are you having an issue?
Yeah, I want to put my recliner back and the thing's in the way. We have this little rolling cart that has drawers in it. We keep the machine in there, safe from prying eyes and wandering hands for the grand 2-year-old. And we roll the cart out in front of the both of us here. Instead of sitting on the couch now, we both have recliners. So I was trying to put my recliner up, sit back and relax here a little bit, and the cart was in the way. So we have it rough here, you know, at the at the home place.
Oh yeah, recliner.
Yeah,
a gas fireplace with a, you know, remote control.
Yeah, that's
so tough.
I know. Well, Robin had to turn the TV down this morning to, you know, before the show started. We were watching
Christmas movies.
That didn't look like a Hallmark, though.
It wasn't. I've been watching really dumb Christmas movies.
Yeah,
all
that
morning.
Looked pretty stupid.
I've been up since 1, so.
I got it. So anything in the world happening, Chris? I mean, we have the September teal season. We have the deer archery season in place. We've seen a few nice deer. We've talked to a few hunters who have been successful. You know, some bow hunters are taking velvet bucks, and that velvet buck situation, if it's not over already, is coming quickly to an end as far as deer remaining in velvet. That velvet is starting to strip off as the testosterone level starts to rise in these bucks in preparation for breeding season. So we're watching that every day as we go. We did have an opportunity to go to check on my little patch of deer woods, and everything is fine there. I didn't see any deer, but I'm very happy to report that the soybeans are growing nicely, you know, about 25, 30 yards from the stand. So that's a good thing. We'll see some deer traffic in there once we decide to hunt. I've done it. I just don't like hunting in it when it's, you know, 85, 90 degrees. And the wind hasn't been right either. So we'll wait for one of these days when the wind is right. Maybe sometime in October when Robin's out of town.
Yeah, I'm running away with my girlfriend.
Yes, she is. Can't wait. I mean, she can't wait. So we will be at the Delmarva Outdoor Show, Delmarva Outdoors Expo, with Bucks, Bears, Stags. We'll be measuring deer for the record book coming out in 2023, and you'll hear more about that show when the commercial runs here shortly. But we kind of contacted those folks, and they're ramping up their marketing, so we're glad to see that we got included in that. So hopefully the phone will start to ring. Some of you mid-shore hunters, Harrington, Delaware is not that far away from, well, Caroline County or Queen Anne's County or even Cecil County. You can certainly, even Kent County, you can bring some of those bucks over to the show and get them measured up on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be there from 9 till at least 2, depending on how many appointments we have set up. But we're planning on being there till 4. But if we don't have any entries coming in after 2 on the date of the event, we'll pack up a little early. But, you know, we're going to be there. We plan on being there Friday night a little bit, and then Saturday and Sunday. So Robin will be with us at least Saturday and Sunday, won't you, Ben?
Uh-huh.
So that's cool. Not doing the show from there. We're going to we'll just do it from here and then head over there as soon as the show's over. So it'll all be good.
Yep.
That's the biggest event we have right now. So we had a deer, young man put a deer on that we measured in the spring. He put a deer on social media the other day. Not on our site. We celebrated him back when we measured it. And a 15-year-old kid gets called into question. Oh, why is this and why is that and how did that happen and all this and who did this? I'm like, you guys are just a little bit ridiculous when you're, you know, calling into question, you know, a 15-year-old kid who took probably the buck of his lifetime. It was a 160-inch deer he took in shotgun season last year. And, you know, people are something on social media. You know that, Chris?
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
They're gonna give their opinion, and sometimes it's not very well thought through.
Keyboard cowboys, you know? So.
It's easy to hide behind.
Well, that's true. It is easy to hide behind the keyboard. So. All right, the number is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And as I like to do this time of day, during the first break, I like to talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 the Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Of course, if you have if you need some supplies for the bow hunting season, they've got arrows and crossbow arrows. They can custom cut them if you like. All kinds of broadheads and accessories, deer scents, lures, and attractants, but. You know, they're looking forward now to the muzzleloader season, October 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And that is, they're stocked with Thompson Center muzzleloaders, the Pro Hunter, the Impact, the Bone Collector, the Strike, and the Encore, all five models in stock. Why not stop by and check them out? They're nice muzzleloaders, no question. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. And 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com with two S's in the middle. For firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you.
Wow, hey, I'm looking at the weather and the highs in the, well, even the high 70s coming up, which is pretty comfortable, you know. And it's time, you got plenty of time to spend out there. I mean, I like barbecuing in the fall, and you can do that on your, you know, your back deck or your backyard. Of course, there's plenty of time to get the family around on the weekends and, you know, still have a crab feast if you want. If not, hot dogs and hamburgers. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. They still have a lot of those colorful, weatherproof, poly-outdoor and patio furniture setups, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs that you like to relax in. You can see all them from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Ken Island, and you'll find, well, you'll see swing sets. You know, the kiddies are getting back into school, but Christmas is right around the corner, too. And storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and the Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. And we have one more message for you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side, He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door,
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, Then Miss Mousie let him in,
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousie let him in, Then Miss Mousie let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, He took Miss Mousie right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousie, would you marry me,
I think we'll catch up with the rest of that a little later. We have Ted on the line. Let's talk to Ted. Good morning, Ted. How you doing this morning,
buddy? Hey, Ted.
Miss Mouse says, I don't know about that. I
wake up with your guys for a voice this morning on a Saturday, and I love it.
I'm glad to hear it.
So am I.
I have one of those questions that ought to be obvious, but I want to confirm it. When you go looking for fish or snakeheads, do you need to use a metal lead?
Good question. You know, I've never heard anybody really discuss that. They are toothy fish, but they're not anything like, you know, like a northern pike or something like that. They're more like, to me, they're more like a walleye, and you don't necessarily need a metal leader, you know, for a walleye. That's the only comparison I can make that might help out. Now, would I tie a little heavier leader on? Probably. You know, if you're fishing 8-pound test, I'd probably tie on a maybe 12 or 14-pound test leader. But I don't think they have the I'm sure they have the capacity to cut your line, but I don't hear anybody talking about that. I'm not a snakehead fisherman per se, but everything I've seen does not, you know, mention much about the wire leader.
How about what type of baits do they take? Do they take bait?
Baits. Yes, they take baits voraciously. More like things like chatterbaits, things like frogs, floating frogs, swim baits. You know, the rubber shads. They kind of like the green hues in that, the baby bass and that type of thing, thrown out there on a jig head. They do like a little bit of action, and they will hit topwater as well.
Very interesting. I'm not going fishing for any right now, but I've been curious about the fish from what I've heard.
Indeed.
You guys have been very helpful, and I enjoy your voices in the early morning.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Glad to hear from you this morning. If you'd like to comment, if you are an experienced snakehead angler and are listening to the show, feel free to call in and share your tips and techniques. I know that it's the new bass fishing now. So, you know, bass, the transition of fishermen is amazing. You know, the late 80s, early 90s was all about bass fishing and bass tournaments. And then came the fly fishing craze. And then came, you know, rockfish return. So then it all turned to rockfish. And now it's snakeheads. Before the snakeheads, it was catfish, big, giant blue catfish. And, you know, catfish all over the place. And now it's snakeheads. And it's amazing how we turned our interest from game fish to invasive species just because they get bigger and they fight harder and there's something to be pursued. I like it. I mean, it's okay. You know, you can catch a 5-pound largemouth bass and not feel bad about releasing it. You catch a 5-pound snakehead and you want to kill it and eat it. Fine with me. Largemouth don't taste nearly as well as snakeheads now that I've experienced snakeheads.
Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful. I have been converted.
Yes, indeed. Is that Chris on the line, Chris?
Chris has a phone call. Hi, Chris.
Well, I guess he's answered the
phone. No, we're having a little bit of a technical problem.
Gotcha.
I'm here.
There we go. Hey, Chris.
Here I am. How you guys doing?
Good, you?
Doing great.
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I got one more week to work, and then I retire, so.
Well, congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had two things to talk about. First, the guy was calling about the snakeheads. I have two buddies that are avid bass fishermen. The one guy, actually, he's a tournament fisherman, and we were talking about that just the other day, and one thing the guy needs to know is don't use any $8 lures to fish for him. Because they will tear them up.
Tear them up. Yeah, exactly.
And they really, really like surface lures, especially imitation frogs.
Yep, that seems to be the favorite. And there's all kinds of snakehead frogs that have, you know, the manufacturers have glommed onto that. And there are all kinds of snakehead frogs out there now. There's probably more artificial frogs in tackle shops in Maryland than there are frogs in nature, I would guess.
Probably. What I wanted to talk with you about, Alan, is you heard Arizona outlawed the use of trail cameras.
I did.
And if you dig into it, it really makes sense why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some other states are starting to consider that now, and I was actually speaking with my brother, and he very much supports it. Well, I kind of figure, you know, especially when you're on private property, you should be able to do whatever the heck you want just about.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying, you know, well, I think it's kind of unfair. And I said, well, I got that land in West Virginia. I can't get down there all the time. You know, I put trail cameras up so I can see where the deer are moving. It gives me an idea when I go down there to hunt.
I don't see a thing wrong with that for scouting purposes. But here's what's happened, okay? Guys have patterned big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, they know where they are. And the reason organizations like Boone and Crockett have said, if you kill a big buck on a trail camera, you know, with the use of a trail camera, you don't qualify for the record book. What happens is, let's say you're on the south end of the property. Your cell phone buzzes, and the big buck is headed towards your stand on the north end of the property. You slip out and waylay that buck. That's an unfair advantage and not fair chase.
Well, I do agree with that, and I, you know, myself, I'm not that technically advanced. I just have a flip phone. I don't have a smartphone or anything like that. So
sure,
I got to go pull the cards out of my trail cameras, take a look at them, and go from there.
Sure, not a thing wrong with that. That lets you know what your buck population is.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But if you watch these, if you watch any of these shows, you know, on television, these hunting shows. You know, these guys are reviewing thousands and thousands of photos, and they're picking out their hit list buck, and, you know, this deer's going to be that, and we're going to pursue this particular buck tonight. And, you know, you'll see them in the field. Now, granted, this is Iowa, Illinois, some of these big buck states, you know. Well, outstepped so-and-so, but he wasn't on our hit list for tonight. He's a beautiful buck, but we're going to let him go. To me, you know, if it just, it, I don't know if it enhances the experience or takes away from it. It's all a matter of everybody's choice. I don't care what buck you kill or what weapon you kill it with. If that deer makes you happy, that deer makes you happy. If you're happy with a fork horn or a doe, have at it. God bless you. Okay?
Yep. And that's exactly why I stopped watching these hunting shows.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a call buck. We'll have to kill that one because he doesn't shape up to what we want.
And, right.
You know. And it's just, they've all turned into big commercials. You know, so-and-so's out with his such-and-such rifle and such-and-such scope and such-and-such bow, and he's got such-and-such camouflage. And it's just a big, big advertisement. Like, a lot of hunting magazines have become that way. And I just refuse to partake in it anymore.
Yeah, that's why when we do the Hunting Quarterly, every now and then we let somebody talk about the bow they used or the broadhead or whatever, you know, or the brand of rifle, shotgun, whatever it might be. But it's not the focus of the story. The focus of the story is the kids, when the kids write their own stories, that just makes my day, you know.
Yep. I love to see all the ladies that are hunting now.
Exactly.
I think it's fantastic for the sport. You know, you've opened it up to another whole group of people to get out there and keep the tradition alive.
I agree. So, yes, sir.
I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be talking to you.
All right, Chris. Thanks for
you have a great day.
Call. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
I will do that. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my. Hey, good morning, John. How you doing, buddy? John says, you got to change the name Snakehead. Yuck, who would want to eat that? Well, I tend to agree with you, but, you know.
We've tried before. We could never come up with the perfect name.
I know. Now we'll inspire Captain Don to come up with his name again. So
I forget what it was.
He'll tell you. Don't worry. He will tell you. So. Oh, my goodness. Robin says, I only have two faults. Tells me all the time.
Uh-oh.
Well, one is I don't listen. You know that. And
uh-huh.
I can't remember what the other one was.
Then you can't remember squat.
Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It's nice seeing emails from our listeners. You know, we get emails and we see, get texts from them and stuff. It's kind of cool, so.
It's very cool.
It is. Oh, sorry to yawn in your ear, folks. Really am.
You're putting me to sleep. So.
I had trouble waking up this morning.
So. Oh, my God. You're not kidding.
Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop is at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They carry Matthews bows, including the new V3, Bowtech, Diamond, and Hoyt. And now they carry the PSE EVO line. That's a line for dealers only. Independent archery dealers are the only ones that are allowed to have these PSE EVOs. So crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves, and it will fit your unique draw length. That's for the compounds, of course, and the poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories. They'll mount everything professionally and correctly, and if you ask, they can observe you and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of the Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me and my crossbow and my compounds as well, and the bow technician, Corey, top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks for any reason, Macrotech can't fix it for 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows Bose. We'll be right back.
There'll be some areas of fog to start off this Saturday and possibly an isolated shower early as well. Then some sun will begin to break through during the afternoon hours as the high temperature eventually warms up to 87, which is 8 degrees above average for this portion of September. Dry overnight with a clear sky, light winds. The end result, a low dropping down to 66. Will be cooler for Sunday tomorrow. Expect sunshine at a high near 83. And then on Monday, a partly cloudy sky to start off the week with a high once again in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater's, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I'd appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true." Santa, he started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain, and his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, you know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true.
Round the corner. Chris, you're encouraging her. We're watching Christmas movies already.
I know he's encouraging me. He's my buddy.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And Chris has a question for you, Robin.
I saw the answer on Jessica's audience.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, why do chickens make the best musicians? Robin?
I can't answer that because you asked the audience.
Oh, so you're going to require them to answer. 410-922-6680. You're desperate for calls, girl. Apparently. Should we keep them in suspense, Chris?
I say go ahead and tell them either A, they're going to laugh and they're going to call in and give us some more jokes like it, or they're going to say that's not so good. Either way, I think it's going to elicit some calls.
Okay. So the question is, the question of the morning is, why do chickens make the best musicians? Any lines lighting up, Chris?
Not yet.
They have their own drumsticks.
I am a dark meat person.
You're what?
I'm a dark meat person.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got it.
Here's another one. What do chickens order at a Chinese restaurant?
I do not know. What do chickens order at a Chinese restaurant?
Egg rolls.
Egg roll.
Oh, my God. How do I get with you all?
I don't know. What did you criticize me for eating the other day? You criticized me for eating something.
I don't know. You tell me I criticize you about everything.
Well, you do. I know I had some tongue tacos.
No, that wasn't it, because I thought that was fine.
You did?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
It was something.
You eat anything that's old in the refrigerator.
Yeah, okay.
He looks at me and says, you're not going to eat this. Here we go.
Whatever. How was the pulled pork the other day?
That pork last night was absolutely amazing. I'm not kidding. And I even like the barbecue sauce, and I'm not a barbecue sauce person.
So Robin, you made the rub. I mean, the rub was just fantastic. So Robin makes this beautiful pork rub. And I used it all on the pork, but I'm going to ask her to make some before she goes away so I can make some venison roast with
you
it.
You can make – that was what our issue was the other day. You can make venison.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, you don't like – yeah, venison. That's,
I don't eat it, but you can make it.
I know. I understand. There was a little misunderstanding there.
Oh, big misunderstanding.
Miscommunication there, so – has to do with the smell of venison cooking. I'm not enamored by the smell of venison cooking. You know, I'm not. But I'm not disgusted by it. But that's a topic for another day. That's a good question, though, for the audience, because I know we got a lot of people out there that cook and eat venison. Are you going to engage in this?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So, does the smell of venison cooking put you off? To me, I can tolerate it. It's not bad. I like the taste. I like the taste even better. You know, the solution is to do it on the grill. And I can't.
But that's not even the problem. You were upset because I had said it about your venison. But I go in the kitchen and we cook eggs or anything, and I say, oh, it stinks in here. Mm-hmm. That's just me. You took it personal.
You have a very refined sense of smell.
Well,
you do. That's a good thing. You have a nice palate. You can detect things in recipes that need enhancement.
Other people couldn't detect.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you make something, you know, like a chicken salad or a tuna salad, and you say, well, that needs a little paprika, or that needs a little red wine vinegar, or that needs a little more salt, or put some brown sugar in there or something like that, you're usually very, very good at enhancing the taste of something. I'm learning. I'm getting there.
You're getting better. You really are.
Yeah. So how did you like my enhancement last night on the sauteed
spinach was awesome too.
Yeah, the spinach.
Chris, he made this spinach.
What was in it? So good.
He did brown butter.
Okay.
And onions, mushrooms, salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Tomatoes.
Oh, a little bit of tomatoes. We needed more tomatoes, but that wasn't your fault.
Right.
We needed more mushrooms too.
Oh, yeah, you can never have enough mushrooms.
Again. No.
Yeah. But what was the secret ingredient?
The brown butter?
No. The fennel.
Oh, that fennel. He added fennel. And I'm a fennel fanatic.
Nice.
Fennel seed.
That does sound very good.
No, it was wonderful.
It was really, really good. You like mushroom? I had, Chris, the other day, I had a sausage, mushroom, and asparagus pizza. It was so good.
How good was it?
So good.
So good?
So good.
So. And then other people have their opinions, too.
Yeah, Alan doesn't like... Well, Alan's gotten better about mushrooms.
Oh, I like mushrooms on pizza. I always used to get pepperoni and mushroom pizza.
Well, why don't you have me add mushrooms to your pizza now?
Because I don't particularly want that all the time. I like my plain old pepperoni pizza. When it comes to pizza, I'm vanilla. You know? Pepperoni pizza. Standard. Since my ute. My misspent youth. So, are we doing anything to have people call in, Chris?
We have Donna on the line.
Don?
Donna.
Donna. Let's talk to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. I've already greeted Chris.
Good.
Good morning.
Hi. Couple jokes.
Okay.
Okie dokie. All right. You're referencing venison. It tastes like chicken, doesn't it?
No. Not even close.
I had it once. It was a venison burger cooked outside on a grill about 40 years ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what happened 40 years ago.
Okay.
And maybe you can try it again.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Couple things happened. Somebody left the fat on. Okay, and fat on venison does not add any flavor. As a matter of fact, it takes away from it. That's what causes that gamey flavor. That's what causes it to feel like it's, you know, wax on the roof of your mouth. That's one thing. Number two, they overcooked it.
That could be.
Venison needs to be served rare to medium rare. Okay. And that is, it's totally pure, what do I want to say, wild.
You don't want me to say.
No, it's not artificially enhanced. It's not, there's no hormones or anything like that. It's just pure, unadulterated meat. And if you know, it's amazing.
Wild game.
Yeah, it's wild game, and it has a different flavor than we're used to. But you got to cook it low and slow if you're going to cook it a long time.
Yeah, moist heat.
What's that?
A moist heat, otherwise it'll dry out.
Moist
heat, exactly.
It really
doesn't have any fat in it.
Yep, and there's no fat. That's the problem. So what I'm saying happened to you 40 years ago is it was overcooked or they cooked it with fat, deer fat.
Well, it was the former brother-in-law, so we'll just... lay it to that as well. Okay.
And he surprised you with it. Bet you don't know what you're eating, do you? That's deer meat.
I have.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
It's not the way to introduce somebody.
My son-in-law does that to me all the time.
Yep.
Horrible. Okay, here's a joke. Would have been
okay.
Apropos last year, but there's always one coming up. How do vegans vote?
How do vegans vote? I don't know. Robin?
How do vegans vote? I don't know, but this is going to be good.
Yep. They kale their ballots in.
They kale their ballots in?
I like that one.
That's good. I just saw something on social media today. Do you know if you add coconut milk to your kale when you're cooking it, it's easier to scrape it into the garbage?
Oh, I thought you were it makes it taste better. Yeah, I like spinach much better. Kale's a little bitter.
I can't do kale. I love spinach. I like some other greens. I like wintercress a lot, but I can't do kale. I make kale chips. I tried to be real cool. This was before I met him.
Ooh.
And except I burped kale for 4 days.
Oh, dear.
And that was the last time I ever tried. I said, forget it.
Dear.
Exactly.
Hey, okay, I have a wildlife question. I'm almost embarrassed to ask it. Anyway, I have a bag of walnuts. They expired about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wouldn't be a good idea to put them out for the squirrels.
Why not?
Alan would.
I don't want to have to run around the yard with the Pepto.
I like her.
Thank you very much. I don't think anybody else gets up this early of a Saturday morning.
Donna, the only thing you'd have to worry about putting out for the squirrels is old peaches and old oranges and things of that nature.
Oh, okay.
The reason being is because you'll see a bunch of drunk squirrels. Literally, because that stuff will ferment and turn into alcohol.
That is true.
Yep.
My goodness. Well, anyway, one of these crazy squirrels came hopping kind of under the kitchen window yesterday, and it looked like it had a crab apple in its mouth.
Probably did.
Crab apples. My neighbor doesn't have crab apples. Where did he find it?
Interesting.
He's found it.
He's found the tree somewhere.
Yeah, okay, so, okay.
Crab apples can make them drunk, too, if they sit on the ground too long.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, because I was going to call Downs Park and see what the rangers would advise, but as long as you say it's okay, I'm going to...
Yeah, you're not going to harm your squirrel. Well, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, throw a few of them out there. Okay, don't throw the whole batch out there. Throw a few of them out there. Mm. And if they're still there in a week or so, they're not interested. They're not going to eat something that's going to harm them.
No, that makes sense. See, I hate to waste food. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be able to cook with them or won't cook with them.
Right.
These
shelled walnuts?
No. With the shell?
In the hall?
I keep moving it around the pantry knowing that I'm not going to use it, but I hate to waste.
Throw a half dozen of them out there.
Alan, you should have married Don.
Jeez.
Alan hates to waste food, too.
Well,
indeed.
Yeah.
Just give it a trial, and then, you know.
Perfect. I'll do one for you, one for Robin, one for Chris, and one for me.
There you go. Yep.
There you go.
Well, if you had a squirrel under the kitchen window, line them up under the kitchen window and see if they disappear.
Yeah, it's the cellar well, and when the house was built, had them brick the top of the cellar well.
Yeah.
Cool. Put them on there and watch for the squirrels.
See what happens. Okay. I love my squirrels, so I understand.
Yep.
I love my wildlife. I saw a fox at daylight going across the back under my 60-foot pine tree that I planted when this house was built in 1985.
Gotcha.
I haven't seen the deer that often, but when I did see them about a month or so ago, it was five or six and two fawns, and this was like 6:30.
Wow!
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I love my wildlife. Yeah, I love it.
Hey, Donna, we got
to
go.
I know. I want you to. I want you to have many, many more calls.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Donna.
Alrighty.
Nice
have
call.
A super
appreciate
day.
It.
It was a great call.
Thank you, dear. Goodbye.
See ya. Hey, do you have that, old hole in the wall there that you used to call a fireplace? Well, it's still a fireplace, but it's not really functional. Well, we did too, but we fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 gas fireplace insert and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They followed up with great knowledge and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. Here's the thing, though. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could easily delay the idea of your owning a new insert. So act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you know what? Phil, our buddy Phil, said, I don't like to waste food either. I prefer to put it on my waist.
I like that. I have a question for our callers next hour.
You do?
Mm-hmm. If they know of any craft fairs or festivals, let me know, because I want to go somewhere.
You want to go somewhere today?
I'm looking for a craft fair or festival.
Okay.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day, and pray for some cooler weather. Have a great day, y'all.